Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Ash Yearberg, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is my big romantic gesture that could have cost a $1 million deal, when a love-riddled brain distracted me from work. I'm very flattered, but I'm not sure it's appropriate. I had been waiting for a reply to a big sponsorship proposal I had submitted. I was new to the marketing department of a large travel corporation, and one of my first projects was to secure a marketing partnership with Qantas, the biggest airline in our country. I was keen to make a great impression and had written a detailed and creative proposal. In the weeks since I submitted, I had spent a lot of time refreshing the page, waiting for a positive email. But that was the message I received. What the hell had I done? The Romantic Poet. A month or so earlier, I had met someone, and we were in what my grandmother would call the courting phase. Any new couple would recognize this. Both parties go all out to impress the other. You get butterflies in your stomach when you think of them. Every text is an exciting jolt to your heart. You dream of them. Some call it the honeymoon phase, when everything is just perfect. Like the ending of a rom-com where the couple overcome all obstacles to end up together. I am a writer, as you hopefully are appreciating now, so I wanted to use my power with words to further woo my new beau. I was working on a poem to send to her for Valentine's Day. I was going to get it delivered by a courier who would read it out to her. But I was getting distracted by work. Funny how work often gets in the way of our private lives. As I worked on the proposal, I would take breaks to work on my poem. It was a good distraction and allowed me to spend time to craft the perfect poem. At the same time, the proposal was also poetic in nature. A year's worth of campaigns, advertisements, trade incentives, and consumer competitions. Any marketer would appreciate the beauty of it. I was confident that Qantas would love it and I would be a marketing hero. Just minutes before the deadline, it was done. I did one quick check to make sure the figures all stacked up, and I hadn't stupidly misplaced a decimal point, and then hit send. Congratulating myself, I went back to my poem and completed that. I hit send on the poem and grabbed a beer to celebrate. Proposal, tick. Poem, tick. $1 million on the line. I reread the message. I'm very flattered, but I'm not sure it's appropriate. What the hell did that even mean? I showed my colleagues, and they were equally baffled. You need to call Kyle at Qantas and ask what he means by that. I had met Kyle only a few times. His office was in a different city to me, and so most of our meetings were done via phone. He was a good guy, but wasn't known for his sense of humor. Was this some attempt at a joke? A way of rejecting the deal? I thought at least I'd get feedback or a chance of making revisions, but this seemed to be a flat-out rejection. Nervously, I went into a private meeting room and called Kyle. After a bit of awkward small talk, I asked what he meant by the message. The poem you sent me. Nice touch. I was confused. What did he mean? You're a good-looking guy, Ash, but I have a boyfriend, and besides, given the business relationship, it's not appropriate. I was still confused. I know, reading this now, it's obvious, but I was so focused on getting this deal and so nervous, I had no idea what he meant. Finally, he said, the poem you included on page 4, it's very good. Shit. 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 I checked my sent email on my phone and opened up the proposal. I went to page 4, And there, standing out amongst all the marketing jargon, was my poem. I had somehow copied it into the proposal. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck! I had blown a huge deal. This would cost me my job. How stupid was I? I didn't know what to say. There was an endless, deathly silence. Finally, Kyle started laughing. Hush, I know it wasn't for me. I was just having some fun with you. I let out a nervous chuckle. I did show the entire Qantas marketing team, and we all had a good laugh. You're quite the poet. At this point, I was glad it wasn't a video call, and Kyle couldn't see my bright beetroot face that was dripping with sweat. The poet had blown a deal. Don't worry, we like the proposal. It's all approved at our end. Thanks. As Kyle hung up, I breathed out the biggest sigh of relief. Hopefully this would be forgotten and never mentioned again. I left the meeting room and went back to the office where my team was. When I walked in, they erupted with laughter and started chanting, "Poet! Poet!" What can you learn from this? It was an embarrassing experience, but it could have been far worse. My romantic gesture could have cost my company $1 million and cost me my job. Thankfully, Kyle and my whole team found it funny. I share this story to hopefully make you chuckle at my faux pas, but also to provide a couple of takeaways. First, the most obvious one. Separate your work from your personal life, especially when you are in love. Neuroscientists have linked passionate love with intense changes in emotion and attention. This can also reduce cognitive control, hence why I was unfocused and my attention wavered. If you're giddy with love, you might not be thinking straight, and as a male, I already struggle to multitask. I was going for a big romantic gesture, an over-the-top poem for Valentine's Day to be delivered by courier. Jennifer Verdolen, Ph.D., an author of Wild Connections, believes instead of one-off grand gestures, we should focus on smaller things every day. She says, if you want a happier, healthier, long-lasting partnership, then in a very real and concrete way, every day has to be Valentine's Day. While big romantic gestures are good, doing something small on a regular basis is better. I have learned from my mistake. I avoid poetry and I work on regular things to keep the honeymoon period going. And whenever I email Kyle, I triple-check my work. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris KK Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.